This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. But today we have two witnesses.
Yes, your daughter, Shelley Brim Oaks.
What did you say I had done to you?
You have dragged me all over the world. Thanks.
Well, I know that you are thankful. How many times have I dragged you to Israel?
I stopped counting at 20-something.
Oh, my goodness, the land of the Bible. You know, Ronnie Levy says, how is it that Christian ministers can teach the Bible and not come to the land of the Bible? Mm-hmm. It's so amazing.
It is.
And, of course, the people that God brought back home. The Bible speaks of Am Israel and Eretz Israel. Yes. Am is the people, Eretz is the land, and they go together. And I tell you, Shelley, that Hebrew language mm-hmm. that the Lord sent me over there to study and learn after Daddy went to heaven mm-hmm. is so amazing. You know what it does? It reveals God to us.
Now, that's just the statement I was going to read.
Read that.
Well, it's
what are you reading from?
Well, I'm reading from one of my little textbooks.
I notice you always going around in Israel and buying little books.
Yes, it's so much fun.
Of course, this one would have come from America.
Uh-huh. This is a Zola Levitt Introduction to Hebrew, and it's just a little workbook, paperback. And one of the statements he made was, and I just highlighted it in between our breaks, and it said, studying Hebrew will deepen your awareness of the greatness and glory of God.
Oh, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
Even the word for glory, and we'll get to that later. Oh, my goodness, it's so magnifical. And, of course, it was a language that the Bible was written in.
Yes.
And read what he said about the New Testament. This is Zola Levitt writing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said that Jesus both spoke and read Hebrew. And the references he gives are the following: Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, and then Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 20, where Jesus would have found the particular place there in Isaiah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That would have been read in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And then Acts 26, verse 14, where Paul speaking, I heard a
voice from heaven. Speaking in the Hebrew tongue.
Hebrew tongue, yes.
And then he did for everyday language. Jesus never spoke Greek. Never. He spoke Aramaic.
Yes.
And Aramaic is so akin to the Hebrew language. And a lot of the words, today, spoken in the land of Israel are Aramaic words. And so it's so revealing of God.
Mm-hmm.
When God had his word revealed, he had it revealed through Hebrew speakers.
Yes.
And today we're going to look at some secrets.
Good.
Of the Hebrew language. And I like this little book that we have here, How the Hebrew Language Grew, by Edward Horowitz. And I wrote an article.
Okay.
And it was called, Did Jesus Bring Peace on Earth? You remember the angels sang, and they sang, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Mm-hmm.
Luke chapter 2, 9 through 14. Did the angels miss it? Peace on earth, they proclaimed on the night of our dear Savior's birth. Peace on earth, it didn't seem to happen. And it surely doesn't seem to be here now. Current facts on the ground belie even the Christmas carol, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Today, most Christian tour groups do not visit Bethlehem. It's a place of terrorist activity. It was turned over to Yasser Arafat and the PLO. In 2005, along with 20 or so Christian leaders, I was invited to meet with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon on his last visit to Washington, D.C. In a question and answer period, one of the pastors asked, When are you going to do something about Bethlehem? I can't take my groups there anymore. Sharon said, What we're wondering is, when are you Christians going to do something about Bethlehem? When are you going to do something about one of your most holy sites being held hostage? And it is held hostage mm-hmm. today by the hardline terrorists. Since Bethlehem was given over to the Palestinians, there has been no peace there. Did the angels miss it? Jesus said, The angel said, Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Did they miss it? No, they did not miss it. The answer lies in God's definition of peace. Man's definition of peace is limited often to the absence of war or conflict in the world or in your mind. But God's meaning of peace, like love, has length and breadth and depth and height. All its manifold aspects are found in the Hebrew word for peace, shalom. And that's what I say every time I come on the radio, because I'm telling you, shalom, and I mean it in its broadest meaning. You can't understand God's meaning for peace, shalom, without understanding its root word, shalem. One needs a simple, basic understanding of the root system of Hebrew words to see this. Edward Horowitz, in his book, How the Hebrew Language Grew, has on the front of that book a tree. And in the tree, there are Hebrew letters, and outgrowing from that, there are leaves. Hebrew grows. You know, Shelley, I'm becoming more and more convinced that everything in that Bible is seed and harvest. Mm-hmm. Seed time and harvest. Yes. Growing. Things grow. Mm-hmm. Well, the Hebrew language grows, and it grows from roots. R-O-O-T-S, roots. And I love what he says here in the beginning of his book. We now come to the central theme of all word building in Hebrew. It is the central rhythm of the whole vast, far-flung structure of the Hebrew language, and this is it. Practically all words in Hebrew go back to a root, R-O-O-T, root or root, depending on wherever you're from. This root must have in it three consonants. You know the difference between a consonant and a vowel, don't you?
Well, yes.
Well, how? What is it?
Well, the vowels are A, E, I, O, U.
In the English language.
Yes, and so all other letters are a consonant.
All right, consonants. Now, the Hebrew language, mm-hmm. most roots have three consonants. You don't see any vowel sounds. You just see three consonants. You can do anything you want to the root. You can use it in any verb form or tense. You can turn it into any one of 10 or 20 or more nouns. You can make it an adjective, an adverb, a preposition, or what you will. But no matter what you do, you will always see staring you in the face in the three consonants of the root. You can never escape them. You look at that word, any word that comes from that root word, and you're going to see those three consonants. And equally important, no matter what you do with the root, no matter into what word you turn it, that word must carry in it something of the meaning of the root.
Okay.
Now, when he in his book illustrates this, and there aren't that many root words. There are only, like he says, 241. No, I haven't checked that out, but there are a few Hebrew roots. Mm-hmm. And all of the words grow from those three Hebrew roots. 41 or so Hebrew roots. Now, the first one he's going to show us here is amen. Mm-hmm. And he draws like a wagon wheel with a hub in the middle.
Okay.
This is the most well-known root. It's the most well-known Hebrew word, amen. It's used thousands of times in the Bible. Second best known Hebrew word is hallelujah. But first one is amen, and nobody ever translates it. They just say amen. Now, if you did translate it, it would mean may this prayer come true. And so he puts that amen, aleph, mem, nun, amen, right, three letters, consonant. He puts it right there in the middle of the hub of a wagon wheel. And then off from that wagon wheel, you have spokes. And those spokes will have those three root letters. And then it will have vowel sounds weaving in and out among them. Here's the way he says it. Horowitz illustrated the word family of the most widely used root word in this wheel. He used the word wheel, and imagine a wagon wheel. In the hub is the three-letter root. Out from it, with vowel sounds weaving in and out between the consonants of the root, grows the word family. You can see the relationships between the word. Amen, the words from the root word. Amen has the meaning, may this prayer come true. Other words in that word family are those words that have to do with what it takes to make a prayer come true. So here we have the wagon wheel of the word amen. Mm-hmm. And then out coming from that, we have other words that are associated to each other by being in the family of this amen root. They are associated, and here are some of the things that it takes. These are some of the words that are in that word wheel. Emuna. What is that, Shelley?
I believe.
Faith, right. Anima amin, I believe. Mm-hmm. Right. Believe is one of the words that come from this.
I'm just glad I got close.
Ma'amin, you got close. You got close. It's in the same word wheel.
All right, great. Thanks.
Okay, believe. You need to believe to have a prayer come true.
Yes.
And faith is emuna. Now, when you see the word faith in Hebrew, you're going to look at it and you're going to see amen right in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. When you see the word believe, you're going to look at it and you're going to see the word amen in the middle of it. Another word that's in this family is truth. You've got to have the truth of God's word.
Yes.
For the prayer to come true. You've got to have faith in it. You've got to have the word. You've got to have faith in it. You got to believe in it. And then here is another word that's in that same group. Yamin. You know yamin?
The right hand.
Right hand. It's going to take the right hand of God to have a prayer come true. Mm. It's going to take the activity of God on it. Mm. You're going to believe. You're going to believe the word. Mm-hmm. But you're going to believe that God will do it.
Yes.
So all of these words come together in that family of words called amen.
Oh, that's so
the
good.
Amen family. Isn't that good?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I don't have it marked in my Bible, but it reminds me of a place in the scriptures in Ephesians where it says, in whom you also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth.
Yes.
So, amen, truth.
Yeah, you believe.
And then you trust, you believe
sure.
in the truth.
You hear the truth, mm-hmm. and then you believe it. Now, if you were a Hebrew speaker, and that was written in Hebrew, which I believe that it's quite possible that at least some of the New Testament was written in Hebrew and translated into Greek. Quite a few people believe that. Mm-hmm. Now, please be with us tomorrow when we look at the word shalom. But today, we're offering you the secret of Hebrew words for $25 plus shipping. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. We'll be glad to send you that book. We're going to offer another book next week to go along with it. You could even write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you can, give us an offering for our radio ministry. That would be so great. We appreciate it. You can listen online at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. If you missed some of the earlier broadcast, just go online and listen to them and catch up as we're studying and looking at the marvelous Hebrew language that gives us the wonderful word, Shalom, Shalom.